God of our salvation.
Bear us our burdens and forgive us our sins.
We will begin this morning with a prayer provided by Bishop Megan, a prayer for time of war, and then we will go on together to recite the Decalogue. So we need to stand, seated, or kneeling as you feel appropriate. And let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, slow to anger and of great mercy, lover of all the peoples of the earth, hallowed be thy name. Remind us that all the nations are as nothing before thee, their governments but a shadow of passing age. Thy kingdom come on earth. Grant to thy children throughout all the world, and especially to the leaders of the nations, the gift of prayerful thought and thoughtful prayer, that following the example of our Lord, we may discern what is right and do it. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to protect and provide for all who are hungry and homeless, especially those who are deprived of food and shelter, family and friends, by the tragedy of war. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us for neglecting to seek peace and pursue it, and finding ourselves in each new crisis more ready to make war than to make peace. We have not loved thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not seek revenge, but reconciliation. Let us not delight in victory, but in justice. Let us not give ourselves up to pride, but to prayer. Lead us not into temptation. Be present to all thy children ravaged by war. Be present to those who are killing and to those who are being killed. Be present to the loved ones of those who are killing and to the loved ones of those who are being killed. Deliver us from evil. Subdue our selfish desires to possess and to dominate, and forgive us arrogance. Forbid us arrogance in victory. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
Amen.
And hear the commandments of God to his people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage. You shall have no other gods but me.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not make for yourself any idol.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not invoke with malice the name of the Lord your God.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Honor your father and your mother.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not commit murder.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not commit adultery.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not steal.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not be a false witness.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and become your friend. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness. By the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Trust him who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there violation. For this reason, it depends on faith. In order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. In the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, strengthen our faith.
Amen.
Last week at this service, we sang to one another, blessings on the journey, blessings on the journey. And this week, we recited the song together that is thought to have originally referred to a pilgrimage journey to Jerusalem, but many of us now, when we read it, we think of our life's journeys. The song begins with a question and it ends with blessings. And we usually read it as we did today. We start at verse 1 and then 2 and then 3 and keep going all the way until we hit verse 8. But apparently there are other ways it can be read. And one of them is to actually sing or recite it in two choruses, like the chorus over here and the chorus over here. And this chorus over here recites verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, and this one 5, 6, 7, and 8. But we don't do them in that order, instead we weave them together. So it's the first half of verse 1 up to the asterisk, and then the first half of verse 5 up to the asterisk, and then the second verse. Second half of verse 1, and the second half of verse 5. Then we go to 2, 6, and on and on. Now, 8 o'clock we got confused, so we're going to practice. So I'd like to read it that way this morning. So if you find the song in your bulletins, we'll give it a practice. So, verse 1a. I lift up my eyes to the hills. The Holy One watches over you. From where is my help to come?
And is your shade at your right hand?
And now we'll pause. You did so well, I won't make you read it again. When you read it this way, can you hear that there's a promise and a fear woven together in these verses? Howard Thurman wrote a lovely little reflection on the first half of the first half of the first verse. I lift up my eyes. And he begins his reflection by saying, scarcely knowing it, I have become increasingly self-centered. My mind focused on all the details of my little life and the endless trivialities of daily routine. I hover over all my little aches and pains, my petty annoyances, my little frustrations, while the band around my head tightens and tightens until at last I would despair completely. Then, out of no place, comes sometimes a gentle and sometimes a startling reminder, and I lift up my eyes. Now in that reflection, he was referring to all the everyday problems we all have that cause us to want to retract into a little ball. And we all do now and then. And he was saying how important it is to notice the smile of a stranger or to hear a bird song, and to recognize in those the gift of God that is in them, and to lift up our eyes. Howard Thurman was born in the segregated South and lived through two world wars and then all the wars that followed until his death in 1981. He lost his first wife to tuberculosis. He was active in the civil rights movement and was a well-known theologian. He co-founded the first major interracial, interdenominational church in the United States. That's the Fellowship Church in San Francisco. He fought ignorance, knew personal and societal fear and loss, and weary, and kept on walking. He knew the power of lifting up his eyes to God in all the circumstances of life. And I think he would this day remind us to look up not only when our lives become too self-absorbed, but also when our lives and the world around us becomes frightening, too hard, confusing, when we wonder from where our help is to come. Verse 2, verse 6. My help comes from God, so that the sun shall not strike me by day, the maker of heaven and earth, nor the moon by night. The world does seem to get too much sometimes, and I think the writers of this song, well, they knew that the dangers of the desert heat and the dangers of the dark were very real and were very much on their minds. But I think for us here in Davis in the 21st century, the danger is not so much those things, but the danger of not even noticing the sun or the moon at all. Have you noticed where the sun comes up when you first get up in the morning? Do you know it shapes position with the season? It does the same thing when it sets at night, and the colors change with the weather. And that wonderful moon, sometimes it's out during bedtime. And at night, it can be a glowing glow, or just the merest glimmer of light. It has phases that change, and we only have so many of those phases to see in our lifetimes. It's a shame to miss them. One of the great wonders of them is they are totally beyond our control. You can try and change it, but it's not going to change. And that's a wisdom that they have to teach us. Life can be hard and scary, but it's also beautiful and just given to us. So no matter what, lift up your eyes, take a deep breath, and marvel. Verse 3 and verse 7. God will not let your foot be moved.
God shall preserve you from all evil.
The one who watches over you will not fall asleep.
And he is the one who shall keep you safe.
This cluster of verses I find very difficult because it feels like a false promise to me. I know what I consider keeping you safe. And I also know that that's seldom what God has in mind at all. We can't live for very long without knowing that there are wars and tragedies and sorrows and evils in this world. We see them out there, and we find them in our hearts. There are some who would give us easy answers for the hows and whys of those troubles. But I don't know about you, but for me, those easy answers, they leave me more embittered than consoled. When we cry out, why? Albert Kushner says in his old book now, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People, he says that cry of why, sometimes it's not a question at all. It's just a cry of pain. And when we find ourselves crying out why in pain like that, what we need to do is keep crying out. Crying out to God, insisting just like Job did for answers. And then being willing to hear answers which are not answers at all, but answers that allow us to lift up our eyes and see glimpses of a kind of beauty that doesn't repel the way that we think it should. Answers that aren't easy to accept, but are quite wondrous. And when we hear the cries coming from others, well, then our job is to refrain from the easy answers that help us feel better, but instead to just listen and to lift up our eyes and be present with those who need to borrow our strength for a little while. And as we do that, odds are we will find a great beauty that we never imagined or quite honestly wanted to know. But it will be there. The sun and the moon, those are beyond our control. But this kind of thing, this is different. This is something that with time and grace becomes a gift to us that we can either imperfectly accept or not. But if we choose to accept it, in it we will find a kind of safety that doesn't seem safe at all, but is sometimes enough. And it is love. Verse 4 and verse 8. Behold the one who keeps watch over Israel.
God shall watch over your going out and your coming in.
Shall neither slumber nor sleep
from this time forth forevermore.
And so the song comes to an end of the lesson. Howard Thurman's little essay was entitled, I Will Lift Up My Eyes. That's because he was working from the King James Version rather than the translation we read in the church on Sunday mornings. But I really like that I will. It becomes a promise that we can make. We can make to God and we can make to one another. I will lift up my eyes and I will be your blessing. And so, God bless you and keep you in your going out and in your coming in. When you lift up lift your eyes to the hills and search for the one who is always willing to be found. And when the pitfalls and potholes of life's road cause you to keep your eyes down in order to fall, to avoid stumbles and falls. And God bless you and keep you through the presence of others, human, animals, plants, planets, stars, who remind you to look up. And God bless you and keep you when you just can't look up. May those others do it for you, providing you with warmth and light, beauty and companionship, reminding you of God's presence and God's love in thick and thin. And God bless you and keep you as you become to someone else a blessing.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the Church and for the world.
You have given us eyes to see ourselves as we truly are, and the heart to accept your free gift of grace. Fill us now with the courage to step forward in faith, to repent of our sins, and to turn the life we have been given to your guidance and your service. O God of mercy,
we now confess in the given name.
Creator, Lord, compel the political leaders in our world, in our nation, rally to your call and forsake the temptations and vanity of power, and to govern with integrity and truth. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, fortify and energize all who are anointed to bring us your word and sacraments. As they shepherd us in faith, we walk together with forcefulness in you. We pray especially for our Bishop Megan and for our clergy, staff, and lay leaders. We also pray for our rector and vestry who are away on retreat this weekend. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Through your Lord, sustain the faith and dispel the despair of all who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, and of all who attend to their needs. We now join our voices to pray aloud for all those in need, and especially those on our parish prayers.
Pray for all those facing war, prisoner, and
we now confess and begin again.
Most holy God, you sent Jesus into the world of temptation and trials not so different from our world of today. Accepting obedience to your law, he triumphed over sin and death. Shield us from the lures of false prophets as we begin our own 40 days of reflection. Let us keep our hearts true, trusting only in your eternal grace. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our great high priest, and the Holy Spirit, our sanctifier, who live and reign with you as one God forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Eric, that was turned a long way, wrong time. Please be seated for a few announcements. Just in case you need a reminder, next week is daylight savings time. And as you know, the best week's on retreat, some have returned. Others will be returning later today, so that's why they're not here today. I've been asked to remind people that on Wednesday nights during Lent, we are having soup suppers with the Lutherans. It's on the bottom of the front of your yellow sheet. And if you would care to sign up to bring soups, the sign-up sheet's out in the narthex, so you can get it on your way to coffee. And the other thing I was asked to, two other things asked to mention. One is we're still looking for a few dramatic readers for the Easter Vigil. So if you are interested in that, I'd say let Pamela know, but she's not here, so tell Janet. And the other thing I want to mention is the diocesan-wide summer youth service project. It's right there on the back of your bulletin. So if you have youth who would be interested, or if you would be interested in being part of that, helping them out, then you can read that and do what it tells you to do, because it's a really good thing. And that's all I have to say, unless there's anything else that has to be mentioned. Alrighty, well, we'll move on from that to the newcomers and ushers. And the ushers in the back are looking up lovely bags. So we have people who have never received a newcomer's bag. Even though it's Lent, there's chocolate in there, so you should just lift up your hand. That's all you need to do. We won't ask anything else again, and they'll bring you a bag. And that's some information about the church. That's good. And when they finish that, we had three birthdays at 8 o'clock. Are there any birthdays or anniversaries or anything here? Nobody. There's always celebrations. So we will pray for John, Jesse, Ann, and Martha then. All right? And that is on page 6. The prayer for celebrations and milestones. And let us pray.
Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged and sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
And communion is, as always, the table is open to all. When the ushers indicate, we come forward and fill in from the kneelers back to front. And you may stand or kneel. And we will open up your hands, and someone will place a piece of bread in it. You can consume it right then. And then the chalice bearer will come along and you can sip from the cup, or you can leave the bread in your hand, in which case the Eucharistic minister will pick it up, dip it in the water, and put it back in your hand. Or you can cross your arms, cross your chest, indicating you want a blessing. And if you can't come up to the altar, we will come to you, just let an usher know. And that is all I think we need to know about that. And so offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and vows to the Most High. Died for us. dust and rose again. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Holy and gracious God, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Maker of all. Jesus stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, Almighty God, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in Christ. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through Jesus Christ, our Savior. By Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, we now say first in Spanish and then in English.
Father, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria. Evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you.